WrestleTalkRadio.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio. Boo.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, WrestleTalk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Hey, this is Charlie Haas, one half of the world's greatest tag team.
I'm Al Snow.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake.
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
I could increase my work rate. I could add to the five moves of doom. Or maybe let my heel persona shine through.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
I think that's a man.
Oh, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Ew.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
This is the masterpiece, Chris Masters.
Hi, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
I have tried to treat you all as adults, but obviously I am the only adult here.
Omega.
You'll do my bidding or taste my wrath.
Mace.
You can't get away from me, Vince. I'm coming for you. Pull it. Bus over, I'll drag you out of there and beat the piss out of you, you billionaire bastard!
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Who in the blue hell are you?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome to another post-TNA edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It is the night of Final Resolution. Hope everyone gets their resolutions done this year. Instead of just screwing off and getting other things done instead of following your responsibilities. I'm Omega. The be-all end-all of our little network over here. Joining me tonight, we have Lindsay.
You're not stressed at all, are you? We can't even tell.
My nerves are right where they need to be. Trust me.
You're just a little tweaked. Just a little bit.
And I assume Rock is joining us as an active participant, considering, you know, some of us didn't get to see the pay-per-view.
And because we lost an Aussie, so...
We lost an Aussie as well.
Damn that Aussie. Shirking and his responsibilities.
Again, Jesus, come on, man. God. Get together.
Just had to go off and be productive. God, what's that about?
I don't know.
And finally joining us, after apparently having time to smoke a Redwood, is the one and only Tim Stein.
Wake me on, it's over.
It's over.
Oh, okay, I'm awake now. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Tim.
I'm sick.
Me too.
I know, but you've been sick for a couple of days, so, like, you've gotten over the worst part. I just said the beginning part where I just feel like absolute shit.
Right.
Yeah, and I can't wake up for any of that crap. I hate being sick, and I'm going to blame somebody as soon as I can figure out who the hell to blame.
Mace.
Okay, well, blame the Aussie because he's not here.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's what we do.
I don't want to blame Mace because, let's face it, you catch cold virus by like, physical contact.
Really, Lindsay? Really?
Thanks,
yes.
Lindsay. I wasn't
You're welcome.
Whining, God damn it.
You were whining. That was whining, Tim.
I wasn't whining. I sound whiny.
You do. You sound whiny.
Sick. Did you watch the pay-per-view, Omega? What'd you think of it? I have one recommendation for you. Avoid coffee or anything with caffeine in it.
Okay.
Just if you're wound up now, the last thing you need is caffeine.
No, we need him on caffeine. That would be awesome.
I don't know.
I think
as I sip a Coca-Cola.
Nicely done.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, what, Tim? What?
Oh my god.
What now?
I just feel like shit.
Really?
Yeah, I got like acid stomach and all crap.
Ew, TMI.
Yeah, you know what we need to do?
What?
We need... Fuck, I don't know.
We need to convince Aaron Rodgers to marry me. That's what we need to do.
I need to figure out why guys are saddled with girl names.
Huh?
Are you high?
Aaron is a girl's name.
No, it's not.
Well, no, it's not.
Aaron. Yes, it is. A-A-R-O-N.
It's still a girl's name. Sounds like Aaron.
It's too,
E-R-I-N.
It's too,
I think you've been taking too much cold medicine.
Yeah, I think.
I haven't been taking any cold medicine. That's my problem.
Yeah, that's why you never get better. It takes him like 2 weeks to get better. He doesn't take shit.
I know what I'll do is I'll just get drunk.
Okay, yeah, that's
I won't get any better, but I won't give a good goddamn.
By the way, if you saw this pay-per-view, feel free to call in 267-297-1397 is the phone number to join us. And
yeah, but if you got Skype, then just Skype Sir Rockin'.
I mean, I have to turn on my show on online. Anyway, call the phone number.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Anyway, we should get into the pay-per-view somewhat, because that's what people came here to see, to listen to.
At one point, we'll talk about the pay-per-view, but I'm talking to you, Caspian. You better, buddy, call in tonight. And that's all there is to it. It's somebody in the chat room named Caspian. He's got to call in. It's a demandment, damn it.
A demandment?
A demandment.
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 So when you're sick, you create new words now, too?
It's a demandment.
Like are we demandment? Sure he's not already drunk?
Our English are good, right?
I talk English goodly, yes.
Kane Kent asks, if we call in, can we make fun of Tim Stein?
Of course.
Oh, yeah, like you don't make fun of me any other time. What do you need to call in to do it yet? Stupid Arizona fucker. I mean, who the hell calls himself Kane Kittens anyway? I mean, that just sounds faintly homoerotic or something. You got like closetly queer or something? Jesus Christ, Brent. Was that mean? I think it was mean. Yeah, that was kind of mean.
Insulting our listeners. How dare you?
No, it's just one of them. Just one of them. The
How
guy that, like, pays
you?
Attention to the WTR pick'ems and shit. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah. So, like, let's piss him off and stuff like that so he gets all huffy and shit. Good move.
And interception by Green Bay for the win.
Go, Green Bay, motherfucker. I just want the Packers to win. Okay, I'm a cheesehead. But that being said, there was a pay-per-view that I saw a little bit of, at least, before I got knocked loopy and before I had to talk to people on the phone who were calling me and shit like that. So why don't we talk a little bit about it? The pay-per-view tonight opens up with James Storm coming out. What's all that about, Lindsay?
I don't know, but he had no pants and he was dressed for a fight.
I like that the first thing she notices is the no pants.
The fact that he had no pants. What do you expect? She's like the female pervert on the show. You guys think I'm
a ball of estrogen. Just deal with it.
You guys think I'm a perv. Holy shit, spend 15 minutes talking to Lindsay when she's not on the show. Or even if she is on the show. Just call in and talk it to her. I'm telling you.
I'm
You'll
sorry.
Discover
if
shit
I find
you won't
him
believe.
Attractive, I'm going to notice things like they get his ass right in a video game or he's not wearing pants, okay?
You squeed, didn't you?
I didn't squee, but it's James Storm's not wearing any pants. It's a good start to a pay-per-view.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just not used to you not squeeing.
She doesn't squee over everything.
Just Kane.
Not even Kane.
You seriously don't get it. The squee has no meaning if you pull it out any time.
It has to be reserved.
Wait, hold it. Hold it. I'll make it. Is there any possible way you could rephrase that?
No.
Alrighty then. So Storm comes out and he's yapping about... what was he yapping about?
He wants Bobby Roode. Because of the beatdowns and stuff. He wants a rematch against Bobby Roode because he stole the title shot away from him a few weeks ago on Impact.
Shame on Bobby Roode, you bastard.
The best part of this promo was, yes, I said promo. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. The best part was Kazarian coming out and going, "Yay, alcoholism!" that was the best part of it.
Talking no, Storm's response to was, "Where's your boyfriend?"
Oh yeah, where's that's the fan start to "Where's your boyfriend?"
Before. Where's your boyfriend?
And then Storm brought it up in the promo, which was great.
Yeah, he's in Philadelphia right now. That's what I thought as soon as I heard that.
Fridays,
no,
9
Rock,
p.m.
that wasn't a shot at you.
Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thanks for picking up on that. That was impressive as hell.
Knew where you were going, Tim.
Okay. Oh, hey, I just noticed that somebody in the chat room calls himself HBM. Got any clue who that might be?
Yeah, some Oreo dude.
Yeah, it's the long lost heartbreak Mike, WTR's very own Oreo. He sent me a text message, as a matter of fact, earlier on. And I just want to say, welcome back.
Really?
It's been a while.
Really?
Yeah, he's home for the holidays.
Great.
Yeah. He said he missed us.
He was around Thursday.
There you go. I think, I don't know, I just get kind of a feeling that he's a bit masochistic. Because all we ever do is pick on him.
And that's all we do to you two.
We pick on everybody.
Yeah, but I shoot back anyway.
If we don't give you shit, then something's wrong or we don't like you.
Exactly. And
well, there are days I wish you didn't like me.
the whole promo started with an up your butt chant, by the way.
It's classy.
It was classy.
Stay classy.
Yeah. But anyway. Tim, I know you did not like when Storm referred to what Kazarian was saying as a promo.
This is okay. I'm gonna mini rant by Mr. Booker promoter dude of an indie show.
KazarianPro.com.
I just don't like hearing a wrestler in the ring when he's cutting a promo referring to said promo as a promo. It takes me out of what I'm watching and puts me, you know, if you will, backstage, technically, so to speak.
Right.
I mean, yeah, okay, we get it. You're cutting a promo. Don't call it a promo. Is what was his line? He says, you had all day to come up with a promo and that's the best you could do?
Yeah. He said,
I mean, come on, you had all day to think about something to say to me and that's the best you got?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what would you rather hear? Seriously.
That line
he's just a wrestling fan. Do you want to hear somebody? Do you want to hear wrestlers say promo?
No, and that whole line should never been brought up because it was supposed to be spontaneous.
I get the same feeling. Well, a little bit spontaneous, but I get the same feeling from. I remember Triple H and HBK bringing up run sheets.
Yeah, but that was more comedy than what Storm was trying for.
It's more.
Yeah,
it's
who
more
the
comedic,
hell is this?
But, you know, but mm-hmm. It's. You know, ignore the man behind the curtain type thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's just so you understand what I'm talking about. You're all in agreement with me on this. This is impressive. Lindsay, do you agree?
Say no.
Didn't bother me either way, honestly.
Don't say no just to like get on my nerves or anything like that.
No, I'm serious. It didn't bother me either way. It's so he said promo. To me, it's not that big of a deal.
You know, avoid. Okay, any pro wrestlers who are listening, don't take advice or anything like that. But if you care about it, like, don't use the word promo when you cut your promo about somebody coming up with a promo. By the way, who's this MN0733 in chat?
Tommy.
He wants to get picked on. Because he is not feeling loved right now.
You're a Jets fan? That says enough.
Dude, you're a Jets fan? Seriously? You're a Jets fan?
Hey, Rod cheers for the Eagles.
We're sorry.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers has a mad. Come here, honey. I'll give you a hug.
Yeah, I bet you did. So, the promo...
led to a match.
Yeah, it winds up becoming a match. James Storm taking on Bobby Roode's boyfriend.
Huh?
What?
No, you got that wrong.
Oh, okay. Somebody's boyfriend.
Daniels. Daniels and Kazarian. They're a tag team.
Oh, yeah. Daniels' boyfriend.
Yes.
I don't know where it came with Bruce. Anyway.
Who's the alcoholic around here?
Yeah, the scary thing is I haven't even started drinking yet. People are thinking I'm drunk. Holy cow. That should tell you something.
Oh, this is going to be a fun last hour of the show.
If I get drunk. Yeah, I got to get up, go to the kitchen and grab the booze. Speaking of which, I got some pictures I should send you, Rock. Remind me. Because I took pictures of the latest batch of stuff being fermented as we speak.
Coming soon to, eventually, Cooking with Tim Stein, if you can ever get it done. So, this matchup.
Let me just tell Josh, I'm already home. I haven't been drinking yet. Go ahead, continue.
This match, what do you think, Lindsay?
Thought it was good. Great opener. Didn't have any problems with it.
You could tell he was protecting his ribs with James Storm.
Yeah, because he didn't take his shirt off.
Yeah. He has suffered bruised ribs on Thursday. It's never good.
Sounds painful.
Yeah, but he worked the match, and I was surprised.
How did he bruise his ribs on Thursday?
I don't know. I didn't catch when he did it. The reports came out afterwards that he bruised his ribs.
I see.
Yes, it wasn't something you can go, oh, this is when he did it. No, you didn't notice it when it happened.
Yeah, I didn't notice it at all.
Well, the shirt should have been the giveaway.
If it makes you feel better, Tim, I didn't notice it.
Okay, yeah, you just made me feel great, Omega. Thanks.
Anytime.
Oh, I'm loving the show tonight.
Yeah, let's get Tim and Rock sick more often.
No, let's get Tim sick more often because he's punch drunk as opposed to drunk drunk.
I'm not drunk.
You sound it. You sound.
I mean, I have a relaxed brain, you know, but I ain't punching nothing.
Holy fuck.
The way I thought.
Oh my god.
Omega!
What, you guys don't like Rocky 2?
I've never seen Rocky 2.
Oh, you silly girl. Watch Rocky 2.
Anyway, James Storm won. He beat.
Anyway, yeah.
He beat Kazarian with the last call for the victory.
Last call.
Oh,
hey.
No.
You know, I caught most of this match, and I thought it was a really, really good opener. They put on a great show for the first match of the pay-per-view.
Yes, a surprise opener, and it was pretty good.
Yeah.
But did up we next. Call this? Where it would end up being Storm versus Kazarian on the card at some point?
I think I did call that. Just saying.
Well, good for you.
I can tell what they're doing booking-wise, sort of. Anyway, continue, Tim.
There you go. So, yeah, up next, the X Division title, and Omega missed this match. It was RVD versus Kenny King. And we actually had Spud in the chat room for most of the pay-per-view, I guess.
Until he probably fell asleep.
Until he wound up, yeah. At some point, I do recall reading that is Fug's comment that perhaps RVD should stay out of the ring.
Yeah, he wasn't too high on him on Thursday night. He believes he's lost a step or two. I thought this was RVD's best match in quite a while. Kenny King worked with RVD really well. They had great chemistry, I think, for the first time ever working together. Though, I know you two pointed out I missed Kick, and that we're going to get another lesson from promoter man Tim Stein.
Yeah, if that's just one thing that, never mind, is, so, that I've ever booked a show or put one together or worked at making it look good and stuff like that while it's going on. This is something that actually harkens back to what I remember Stu Hart doing during the original Stampede Wrestling. Guys are overselling a move that barely connects, and it just, that bugs me. It really pissed off Stu Hart to the point where he would start banging on the ring mat to let the guys know that he was pissed off that they were doing that. If you muff a move, not really exactly what you would call screw up or anything like that, but sure, you actually get you connect with the kick or whatever, but you barely connect and you almost miss. Don't sell it like you've just been shot.
Right.
sell it like you just about got kicked, but it kind of missed. Mm-hmm. And set yourselves up to redo the goddamn spot. It's not that big a deal, and it takes an extra 15 seconds and three moves. So smarten up.
What'd you think about the match, Linz?
Thought it was fine. Thought it was very good. Very competitive. It showed both wrestlers' strengths aside from the missed spot. And another good match. Another solid match.
So two solid matches to open up a show. How? What about that? What a novel concept.
Hey, that's leading towards a solid pay-per-view.
It usually does.
There you go.
I mean, it's just my personal opinion, but TNA seems to be hard-pressed to have a really bad wrestling match.
It has
especially
been known to happen.
Lately. I know it's been known to happen, but lately.
But it's the thing about it is, when something is bad, it stands out because you're not used to seeing it in TNA. You see bad matches, not just moves, but matches in WWE on such a regular basis that you're used to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have some of their top flight elite main carders basically mailing it in on some nights during Raw or SmackDown, and you can tell, and it just pulls everything away. But they weren't mailing it in on this match. This match was not a write-in job at all. It was good for the most part. It was fairly entertaining for the most part. It's just a couple of things that, like, you know, when you pay more attention to these things because you kind of have to, you wind up cringing when you see stuff that you figure they could have done better or redone or done more smartly.
And this match did not end with the Frog Splash, which was surprising. That leg scissors roll up type move. RVD connected with and rolled him up for the win.
Mm-hmm. But kudos, Kenny King did mostly overall a good job. But I would still call him kind of green.
He's I wouldn't say he's green, but
don't let Alan hear you say that.
Yeah, Alan would have a conniption.
You know what? Yeah, I'm sure Alan Wallowitz is listening down in Florida while he plans to talk to more indie wrestlers. So if he doesn't like what I have to say about a guy who's actually showing up a little green, too bad. Sorry, Alan. Didn't mean to burst your bubble.
But after this matchup, we had an interesting promo from one Christopher Daniels, Lindsay.
We got Appletini.
The Appletini returned. And basically he ran down the history of, you know, the feud between them. And apparently they brought up the stat during the show. 115 matches.
Yeah. I believe it. There's probably been more if you count ROH in the indies.
That might have been just this year.
So yeah, then we had our third matchup. The tag team titles are on the line. Chavo Guerrero and Hernandez take on Matt Morgan and Joey Ryan.
I saw like 3 seconds of this match and went and made something to eat.
Oh my god, the gold tights. Oh my god. No, fail, wrong.
What was your comment, Lindsay?
They look like the ambiguously gay duo. I'm sorry. They do. It's just awful. Like,
hey, wait a minute.
Billy and Chuck kind of thing.
The ambiguously gay duo from Saturday Night Live did on a couple of episodes have gold tights.
Thank you for noticing that, Tim.
I used to watch Saturday Night Live.
That's not the part that upsets me.
I don't really want you to elaborate. I'm trying to avoid that.
And I know, Lindsay, what was the other comment you made? They looked like who? The two of them together?
Oh, God. Well, I know they look like Billy and Chuck. What did I say in our chat? I don't remember. Hold on.
Scroll up. Look for what you said, because it could be funny. It might not be. But then again, it could be. So pay
Oh, they look like attention. The bastard children and Big Gay Al.
Thank you very much.
I'm the Big Gay Al. Thanks for having me. All things considered, I couldn't be better. I'm a thing. I'm feeling super. No, nothing bugs me. Everything is super when you're... Don't you think I look cute in this hat?
There you go.
I mean, I'm sorry. I don't mean to bash them. I really don't. And I apologize for the gay jokes, but oh my god, it was awful. That those gold trunks and the gold cape. If you want me to take Morgan as a badass, which you're trying to turn him into, for love of god, at least lose the cape.
But it's Hogan's cape, brother.
Brother.
Oh, this was a solid match, I guess. And whenever Chavo comes on the screen, I kind of, you know, turn away and do something else. He's not entertaining. But I've gone through that rant before.
The Kerwin White was kind of entertaining.
Kerwin White.
The nice finish was a little screwy.
Yeah, apparently they were going for the... who had him pinned? Chavo or something? Yeah. Chavo had the cover, and then they pulled out the referee, something like that, and it caused the disqualification, and then Hernandez went on the attack and all fun stuff.
Yeah, it was just not pretty.
Yeah, so we say they have people have bad matches. This could have been one of them.
Well, not everything can be bold, I suppose.
True.
Yeah, but
the match itself was fine. It's just the finish was weird.
Yeah. Well, this match involved the Mexicans, so nobody expected perfection. That's for sure. Yeah, I called them Mexicans.
By the way, at least I actually got to see them wrestle rather than Thursday. Me sitting there trying to figure out what the hell that logo thing was or that tattoo was on Hernandez's chest the entire time. Got to, you know, focus on the wrestling this time.
So after this match, with Chavo and Hernandez keeping the belts via disqualification, we had Austin Aries cut a promo where he dropped the line, "What you gonna do when Austin Mania runs wild on you, brother?"
He didn't.
He did.
Oh my god.
Yeah. He also dropped a Mark, Bully reference again. If you didn't see Impact, Brooke, but the way they keep bringing it up, I think it was scripted in, but Brooke called Bully Ray Mark.
Yeah, I missed that on Impact.
Yeah, because you don't watch Impact.
Well, I don't have the channel anymore. I've already ranted about that.
Well, if you don't get a chance to watch Impact, you know you can tune into The Rack every Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network and hear our review of it.
You've been coaching her, haven't you, Rock?
She's learned so well.
She has. That's just impressive. That was called a show, ladies and gentlemen, and it was a perfect setup. That was not intentionally set up. She just took the opportunity to say, oh, by the way, listen to my show Thursday nights at 11. It's called The Rack. Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Even Spud calls in to talk TNA with us.
Well, now, that's just...
Because something. We're awesome like that.
There you go.
Bully Ray, Austin Aries. Good match.
Was it?
Let me guess, you didn't see this one either.
Only parts of it.
It was a great match up until Brooke Hogan's boobies made an appearance.
Wait a minute. How did her boobies make an appearance?
Well, she
was
decided...
she wearing a black two-piece that was rather skimpy on the upstairs area?
I don't know if it was skimpy on the upstairs, but I'm pretty sure the upstairs couldn't handle the amount of boobage that she was trying to put out there.
And it didn't help that she was being dragged, and it just came down.
And that too.
Yeah, then, you know, you had her in her bra, looking at Bully Ray, bleeding.
And at least, thank God this time, she was wearing a bra, unlike last time they popped out and she wasn't.
She's learned.
And, oh yeah, Hogan's such a protective father by trying to cover his exposed daughter up.
Did he try to cover her up?
No.
Nope.
Yeah, that's called sarcasm, kids.
We know, Tim.
Yep. I'm just explaining it in case Sheldon Cooper's listening.
So, anyway,
moving on.
Hogan got Brooke out of there slowly. And then Austin Aries low blowed Bully Ray and rolled him up for the three. It was at this point this was match of the night.
So basically, was it a case of Brooke was supposed to make it look like she was costing Bully the win by coming out looking all being all concerned and shit?
Well, that was the point. Yeah, they brought her into the Austin Aries drug her into the ring, and that's how her top came down, and she was curled up in the corner.
The fact that Lindsay is the one who started talking about her top not being adequate as opposed to her costing him the match should tell you a little something right
there,
kids.
We've already had that joke, Tim.
But you know Tim Omega. He likes to kill the joke.
I have to beat the joke to death.
Yes.
Yep.
So yeah, Austin Aries once again beat Bully Ray, this time via pinfall, unlike a few months ago where it was by submission.
Well, that's nice.
I was throwing in history, Tim. I was referencing back to stuff.
I see. Why would you do that?
History on a wrestling show? The hell?
Seriously, yeah. You know what? The hell with this. Let's take a break.
Fine.
Fine. Everybody, you listen to WTR Sunday Night, brother. Wrestle Talk Radio, brother. Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, brother. And they don't want me doing this, so I'm going to do it, brother. We'll be back right after this. What you going to do?
Every Thursday night, the Wild Talk Radio Network gets a little bit more impactful with The Rag, bringing you the most in-depth coverage of TNA's Impact Wrestling, which includes all of our favorite stars, such as Chavo Guerrero, Zema Ion, Brooke Tessmacher, Ruby E.
Wait, who wrote this? No. I'm changing this.
We'll talk all about my favorite stars of Impact Wrestling, including Christopher Daniels, James Storm, Samoa Joe, Joseph Parks, Austin Aries, and more. It's The Rack, Thursday night, live 11 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
No Rack, named after some breath. That's awesome.
Tuesday nights, the Wild Talk Radio Network brings you Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with me, Alan Wojcik, and the Spud Guy. We'll bring you interviews with the biggest names from the past, present, and future in pro wrestling.
Hey everybody, this is X-Buck. It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is Jessica Havoc.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards.
This is Harley Race.
The franchise Shane Douglas.
Plus, insights from the people who cover the business. It's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is a public service message from your friends at the Wild Talk Radio Network. Saturday nights at midnight, the Wild Talk Radio Network presents Cigarette Butts and Bandanas, a show that has a reputation to sometimes take things a little too far with their use of vulgar language and explicit content. We here at the Wild Talk Radio Network are here to tell you that we will not stand for this any longer. We are going to make sure that Cigarette Butts and Bandanas cleans up its act. There will no longer be any use of vulgar language. There will be no more explicit content, and no one will be offended when they tune in to Cigarette Butts and Bandanas. Saturday nights, midnight Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thank you for your support, and continue to listen to the new and improved Cigarette Butts.
Screw that.
Join us Saturday nights, where we will take things to the extreme, the only way we know how, with the no-limits and uncensored nature of the one and only Cigarette Butts and Bandanas, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Whoa, ho, ho, everybody. Johnny Cashmere back here on WildTalkRadio.com, reminding you that every Friday night we get deep. That's right, have your depth checked for free on WildTalkRadio.com. Friday nights, 9 p.m., with my wake up call, we talk to guests from the world of paranormal, the world of fringe, guests like author Michael Cremo, guests like Ancient Alien's own Philip Coppins, guests like Sci-Fi Channel's Ben Hansen, and many, many more scheduled throughout the year. Check us out Friday nights right here for your wake-up call. This is Johnny Cashmere.
This is the new face of Impact Wrestling, Christopher Daniels, letting you know that you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
I have something broken, 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 broken.
And welcome back, WTR Sunday Night Wrestling Talk Radio, right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. We're growing, it'll go really, really fast right through this pay-per-view, so we just, like, all go home.
No, let's try this out. Let's have some fun tonight, Tim. Let's have some fun. Come on, show some emotion and spirit. Come on now.
You?
What?
Are a dick.
Well, somebody has to be.
Hey, it's knockout title matchup next. Tara taking on Mickie James, returning again from some kind of woman issue.
It was more than a woman issue, but yeah.
What kind of? Wasn't it like a breast cancer scare or something?
Yeah.
Well, that's a women's issue.
Still, it's more than just an issue.
Actually, it's a men's issue, too.
Yeah, but not really.
It's not like she was coming back from her period, Tim.
Don't be disgusting. We don't need to talk about stuff like that.
But this matchup, did you see it, Tim? I'll take that as a no.
I saw some of that.
Sure you did. I thought this was a good, really good women's match they put on. What do you think, Lindsay?
Hey, before you go any further, you gotta give Kane Kitten shit for the last match.
Did he just drop out?
Yeah, he just dropped out.
It's like, okay, wait. Okay, is that me or is that him?
Yeah. As soon as someone goes silent, just wait.
There it goes. There he went.
Okay, anyway.
Anyway, what do you think, Lindsay? As I was trying to be the professional host and he just cuts me off. So.
I thought it was a good match. Mickie was definitely rusty.
Yes.
But it was a good match, definitely way better than we would ever get in WWE, which I hope to God we're going to talk about them reinventing the Divas Division tonight. Are we?
We can.
Okay. I wasn't sure. It broke, and I would like to.
I don't know what story you're talking about, so you have to show me and we can talk about it.
Okay. I'll find it and I'll show it to you, but I thought it was a good match. I mean, it's Tara and Mickie James.
You really can't go wrong. Honestly.
Yeah, enough said.
Yeah. They had a really good match. And they gave him some time, too, which was nice.
Which is always welcome.
Yes. We had a little bit of involvement from Tara's boyfriend, Jesse. Which is always fun.
Just call him what he is. He's a waste of space.
Okay, he's a waste of space. Sort of
call
like.
Him what he is. Who?
Sort of like. Anyway, Tara picked up the victory after Mickie James kicked Jesse off the apron, and she was able to hit the Widow's Peak for the W.
Woohoo!
So yeah, she retains her title, and you could tell they were, you know, setting up for Velvet Sky to get the next title shot.
Which I'm fine with as long as they don't let Velvet cut any more promos.
Especially to the camera when there's two people in the ring.
Yeah, just saying.
Yeah, if you're going to cut a promo, cut it through to the people you're talking to, not the camera. Just saying. We then had an interview with Bobby Roode talking about how money talks and bullshit walks and how it pays to be rude. He talks about the investment hopefully pays off. We shall find out later in the show. But up next, 8-man tag team matchup. Samoa Joe, Kurt Angle, Garrett Bischoff, Wes Briscoe take on Steve from Wyoming, Devon, and two other mass members of the Aces and Eights in an 8-man tag team match. Thoughts, Lindsay? Thoughts, Omega? This is going to be a grand show. Thoughts, Tim? Thoughts on the 8-man tag team match, Tim?
There was an 8-man tag team match?
Oh, good lord. Okay, this was...
Was it Kurt Angle, Samoa Joe, Wes Briscoe, and Garrett Bischoff taking on Aces and Eights?
Yes. That was the 8-man
tag team match. Was Samoa Joe just kicking ass like he always does?
Yes.
And was Kurt Angle showing that he was pissed off that Aces and Eights was in the same building as him?
Yes.
And were Garrett and Briscoe actually showing that they were getting better in the ring?
They limited them to what they could do. Many of us that we were figuring that there would be some sort of swerve and a sort of a turn from Wes Briscoe or Garrett Bischoff in this match.
And it never happened.
It never happened. I was surprised.
Well, that was pretty amazing, Grace.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
That's the reference. That's the reference you used. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
But one thing I would point out is towards the end of the match, one of them, Kurt Angle. I think it was Kurt Angle who had the hammer that he got off of Doc, and he was going to hit Doc, but Wes Briscoe charged in and speared Doc and basically. Saving him from a hammer shot.
From the hammer attack.
Yeah. I think that's a subtle hint that he's with the group. That's just my opinion.
You think so?
I think so.
How do you figure?
Well, because, you know, there's been hints dropped that he's in the group.
Uh-huh. And this actually is going to help prove that he's with the group by stopping the hammer attack.
It's just a little thing. It's not that most people will notice.
I see.
It's just one of those little things that they throw out there. Just a subtle hint.
I see. Yeah, Lindsay's got a good question.
Let's ask the question.
Since they're all masked, do they even know who all's in the group?
That's a good point.
Who's in the group? Who's in the group? I can't tell you because we're all masked.
Yeah. When the Aces and Eights came out, I thought one of them was actually Garrett Bischoff, and we were going to see him laid out because he was sort of skinny like Garrett is. But it was not to be. But in a surprise finish, Team Kurt Angle picked up the victory.
You didn't expect this to happen?
No, I didn't. Because I was expecting the turn.
I see. I'm trying to figure out how many of these I got right and how many I got wrong.
It should be in your email.
It is. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Of course, we're very, very roundabout way alluding to the TNA pick'em tonight. Make sure that you stay tuned as soon as we're done talking about this paper that has, what, two more matches to go.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to let you know who won the WTR pick'em for this week.
Okay, we will discuss that in just a minute, because we've got a couple more matches to get through. Up next, we have AJ Styles versus Christopher Daniels.
The final match.
The final match. And so, it was one final time. You have AJ Styles and Christopher Daniels.
It'd be hilarious if this was a rubber match somehow.
Well, they said they have 115 matches, so, you know. This was 114, and they were tied, it would have been perfect.
It was 57-57.
Would have made perfect sense. But, no, they didn't give us actually a win-loss. They just said an amount of matches. You would think AJ won more, since Daniel's been the heel most of the time.
You'd think so, but then again, it hasn't always been just good TNA booking.
Right, and I believe they're also counting Ring of Honor and wherever else they've wrestled. Because I don't think they've wrestled 115 times in TNA.
You know what? I might believe it.
I could see a lot, like 40 or 50. I can't see 115.
Are you counting all the triple threats with Joe, and then the triple threats with Angle, and then the Fatal 4 Ways with Joe and Angle?
Alright, now I don't even know if this is just one-on-one. This might just be one-on-one, I think. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, this was hands down match of the night.
It's AJ and Daniels.
Yes. They worked over, Daniels worked over AJ's back for a majority of the matchup. They did a cross-body spot where AJ got really busted open. You could see the bruise forming right above his eye, which is pretty nasty. What happened? AJ Styles went for the Style Slash, hit it, but as you know, he usually rolls through right into a pin. For some reason, he didn't do that. He flipped him over and pinned him, and Daniels was able to kick out. Styles was then setting up AJ. Styles was setting up Daniels for another one off the top rope. Daniels, however, held onto the ropes and was able to knock AJ Styles off the ropes and then deliver a Styles Clash of his own and pinned him in the middle of the ring for a 3 count. What do you think, Tim? Match of the night?
I do believe I did bring that up.
That's why I was pitching it back to you.
I'm thinking that's probably why you threw it at me the way you did. But definitely, from what I saw, match of the night. Unfortunately, again, no, I didn't see the whole goddamn thing. But I saw most of it, and it was impressive. These guys are very hard-pressed to put on a bad match when you put them in the ring against each other.
Right.
Seriously. I mean, you know.
And it helps that, you know, it's a total heel move when the heel pins the face with their own finishing move.
Usually I cringe when I see shit like that, but in this situation it fit. Having Daniels win that way, that's just, you know, with the whole direction his character has been lately this year. That's the perfect slap in the face. I did not see Daniel spitting on AJ afterwards, though.
No, I didn't expect that. But, you know, that's Christopher Daniels for you.
See, I caught him giving the crowd the finger as he's walking up the ramp.
He did that once during the match because he has his fingers taped.
Ooh. Mm.
So it's only like he's holding up one finger when he's holding up four.
Yeah, but no, he gave the crowd the finger.
I know. He's a total heel. You know, that's what Christopher Daniels does.
He's a prick.
But he's an awesome prick. He's, you know...
And Clip.
Yeah. He's a ring general.
There you go, yeah.
And Lindsay would have his kittens.
Oh, of course Lindsay would have his kittens.
Yeah, of course.
What if he wanted puppies? Does he have to turn you over for that?
Main event time. World
Omega remembered the joke. That's what scares me.
I was trying to stall for her to respond, but
I don't think she's going to.
Main event time. Bobby
Roode.
I
think she's just going to ignore it.
Bobby Roode, Jeff Hardy in the main event, Tim.
Yeah.
Let me guess. You didn't see
this. No, I saw it, and then I got conked out. I was on the couch, and it was like, boom, yeah, okay, don't be gross. Thanks a lot. All right. Well, see, it's a young person's joke, you know? Little Tommy sees two dogs going at it, And he says, Dad, what are they doing? And Dad says, well, son, they're making puppies. Kid thinks, oh, okay. So, you know, I go home, and in the middle of the night, he wakes up and decides he wants a drink of water, gets out, and he sees his dad on top of his mom in the bedroom. He says, Dad, what are you doing with mom? Says, well, son, we're making a baby. Oh, okay. 3 seconds goes by. He says, flip her over, Dad, I want puppies.
So.
That's a Jackie Marlin joke, and you screwed it up bad.
That's a who joke?
Jackie Marlin tells that joke, and you told it terribly.
Yeah, I was telling it badly before he told it good, so shut up. And besides, I was telling it quickly.
And, by the way, if it's a young person's joke, why aren't you telling it?
I'm going to kick you in the ass. Swear to God.
Hey, you mentioned it. You didn't have to put that line in there.
Because my kid is almost 13, and he's got to the point where he likes to think he's telling me what he considers are very raunchy jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Like all young boys do with their dads.
So this matchup was pretty good.
Can't stand Jeff Hardy's face paint.
God, what the fuck was he wearing on his way to the ring?
Same shit that he wears all the time, only different.
No, it wasn't. It was a mask.
Same shit, but different. Thank you. Very good.
Insight analysis by Tim Stein.
It was the same shit, but just a little different. That's all.
I don't know what the fuck the mask he was wearing tonight, but wow.
Fucking face paint. Big deal. I mean, he's been wearing face paint for years.
You missed. No, see, that's the thing.
Oh, you mean the actual mask?
The mask.
Yeah, well, let him wear a mask. Kane wears a mask to the ring. He takes it off.
I understand that, but
yeah.
His is not just his face.
Still,
it's weird.
Showing his love for the St. Louis Rams.
It's just weird, and because apparently you can't link things from TNAWrestling.com. There you go. I want Omega's opinion on the mask, because, you know, he's into that sort of thing.
What?
Look at this.
What's your opinion on the mask? Lindsay goes, Hardy's already ripped off Taker with the Creatures of the Night, so, you know, why not rip off Kane, too?
Yes, why not?
Because Abyss is doing that.
The finish of this matchup saw Bobby Roode call for the Aces and Eights. They came out, stood around, right at the guardrail, didn't do anything as he kept screaming for them. Jeff Hardy was able to get back up on his feet.
The fuck?
I'll get to that in a second. And hit the Twist of Fate for the victory. After the match, Jeff Hardy got beat down by the Aces and Eights. And then Roode started screaming at him. And then he got beat down. And the Aces and Eights stood tall to end the night. Now go, Omega.
He looks like something Rita Repulsa sent down to Earth.
Rita Repulsa.
It's a Power Ranger thing, Tim. It's a little ahead of your time.
It must be a Power Ranger thing.
Thanks for playing along, Tim.
Yeah.
You're good at that.
Seriously, I expect a giant robot to start beating him up.
But all in all, this was a really solid pay-per-view, I guess. This is the best.
You know, that mask looks like Mechagodzilla and Optimus Prime had a baby.
No, not really.
Well, the eyes.
Okay. The eyes. So you get 10% of that helmet.
But that's about it, yes.
Actually, I could tell you a mask it looks exactly like, but no one would know what the hell I was talking about. And Mace isn't here, he's the only one who would.
Nobody ever knows what the hell you're talking about, except for Mace when he's not here.
I'm hearing an echo.
Where?
I'm hearing an echo coming from you, Tim.
No, you're not. You're just hearing the show being played back on the laptop.
No, I'm hearing every time Omega speaks, then you echo.
Well, then it's Omega's problem, because he's the one who's talking.
Tim didn't get the joke. Anyway, what do you think of the show overall, Tim?
Well, from the parts that I saw a very solid pay-per-view, and I think still, like we've been saying for the last couple of months, WWE should take notes. What I saw was very entertaining.
I would agree with what Lindsay said. It was a solid B.
It was a solid B. It had a good beat and you could dance to it.
It was a solid B. Very well done was her comment on the pay-per-view.
I won't disagree.
Yeah, it was, it was really solid pay-per-view. Nothing storyline really progressed. Not much. The twist with Ace of Age beating down Bobby Roode will be something to see on Impact on Thursday night. But beyond that, there's really not many other questions coming out of that show. So,
now, here's the thing. With the pay-per-views that TNA is presenting, and they're, as far as the production values and everything that they can afford, they're putting out some very damn good pay-per-views, very entertaining shows. We haven't seen a bad one for, a good 6 months easily. Why can we not have Impact be like their pay-per-views?
Here's the thing. Impact has, on most nights, Impact is pretty good. You just don't catch the good ones.
Well, yeah, apparently not.
No, because usually when we come out of watching Impact, at least I'm going to speak for myself, I come out and it's very enjoyable. It's 2 hours, it didn't feel like three, it didn't feel like it was dragging. And that's the best part about their television show, it doesn't feel like it's dragging, unlike Monday Night Raw.
Which has lately felt really draggy.
The last couple weeks have been better, but yeah, for the most part, Raw is really long.
And when was the last time we said Raw didn't feel like 3 hours, the 3 hour Raw?
I think 2 weeks ago, at least me and Lindsay did 2 weeks ago.
Where was Vince 2 weeks ago?
He was overseas visiting.
He was in Europe visiting the troops.
Yeah, he was visiting the troops.
Yeah. So Vince, go back to Europe, or try China this time. I don't care. Just fuck off. Let Triple H do what he's doing, because from what little chance that we've had to see what he can do without Vince and his last-minute rewrites, Triple H is, I don't think, doing the world's worst job.
And at the same time, when Triple H was running the show, they presented really good long matches.
Yeah.
But that's tangenting away from tonight's pay-per-view.
Good pay-per-view.
Good pay-per-view. Now it's
worth all the money I paid for it.
Yes. Now it's time for you to announce, Tim, the winner of the Pick'em Challenge.
People are going to groan when I tell them who the winner is. Well, one of them.
Go for it.
Well, hang on. I'm getting to the. I'm changing my email account so I can pull it up, and there it is. As we all know, I have about 20 separate email accounts that I have keep track of on a regular basis, and I cycle through them all because something important might come through.
Because that $18 million offer from the Prince of Nigeria can come any day now.
Hey, when it does, look out, world, because indie wrestling is going to take on a whole new flavor. Anyway, special thanks to King Kittens for, spending the 30 minutes a week that he puts into this thing to keep track of it and all this other shit. We're taking a look at. We got a bunch of people tied for 13. Somebody named Jed, Brian Scott, B, Matt, S, Lindsay, Rock the first time round. Alan and Spug were all tied at 0 for 13th place. Rob, Lindsay, and Jed tied for 11th place. You see, this is ridiculous. We don't need you guys getting all this. Just like take your last and then put it up there and forget all the rest of them.
I told him not to. I gave him a shit.
Blah, blah, blah. I don't know, because you're just going to make some kind of smart-ass joke at my expense. So,
no,
yes.
I wasn't. I said I gave him shit in the chat room saying he didn't need to put all the, the people who didn't pick in the sheet.
Well, not only that, he doesn't have to have your name on there, like, three separate times.
It's only on there twice, because he just...
Will you shut up, jackass? It was a slight exaggeration, but you get the idea.
Anyway.
I mean, yeah, you're tied with Subway, Brent, and Amy for for third place with 5 correct picks out of 7. Fine. But he's also got you at 13 with 0 picks out of 0. Stop it! All right? Hey.
Did he actually mark it as first, second, final, or is it just rock, rock, and rock?
it's rock, and then it's rock. That's there's not, you know,
here's
whatever.
The thing.
Second
here's
planet.
The thing. We didn't pick on Wednesday. So moving right along, as Tim was saying, Rob and Lindsay had 3 and 4. Josh was 4 and 1. Chris Pierce was 4 and 3. Omega Mace, we're also tied at 7th with 4 and 3.
Subway Rock, Brent and Amy, 5 and 2 at number 3. And tied at number 1, Tommy.
Good job, Tommy. Thank you for playing. And
Tommy tied. Nice try. Tommy tied with me. 6 and 1. I got a damn knockouts match wrong.
Tommy's as good as Tim Stein. I feel terrible now. See, and now we're shitting on you.
Yeah, that was shitting on me. But Rock is a lot more subtle than you are, Omega. And there are days I don't know which I like worse. Or hate,
the fact
more.
Is, it was shitting on him by comparing him to you, and you agreed with it.
Yeah, no, well, okay. Sheldon Cooper of Florida. Again, I'm going to hold up a sign that says sarcasm when I use it.
So does that make Tommy an honorary Canadian?
No, it doesn't, Dane Gettins, you dumbass.
Don't worry, Tommy. If you show up, if you ever get to Canada, Tim will split a bottle of homebrew with you. You know,
no, I won't. Not unless he pays for it.
And then, you know, he will
take I had to because... Never mind. Just forget it. Move on.
No, you should go up to Canada, meet Tim, share a bottle of homebrew, and then Tim will go take you to a hockey game.
No, I won't.
Why not, Tim?
Because they're on lockout. They're not playing the damn game. Unless you want to go see, like, the Calgary Hitmen, which is major junior hockey.
No one wants to see that.
Because, hey, that's not true. Actually, they're really good. And you forget, I am Canadian.
Really? You're Canadian?
It doesn't have to be.
Trust me, we never forget that.
Yeah, shut up, you. Okay? My point is, it doesn't have to be the NHL to be hockey. As a matter of fact, the kids playing the major junior are damn good. And they're playing for the love of the game, not for the love of the almighty dollar. So they're actually, you know, in it to win it.
They're just not old enough to know what the dollar is yet.
You know, kind of sort of have a point, because they are playing towards getting it. So, you know, like, watch them play before they become spoiled little pricks. No. And I'm sorry, NHLers are spoiled little pricks. Holy fuck, how much money do you need? I've got $7 million a year and you want to pay me less?
Any fucking pro athletes, you're paid to play a game. Yeah. For God's sakes.
Here's the kicker, Omega, are you a baseball fan?
Kinda?
Okay, so you know who Donald Fehr is.
Mm.
The NHL Players Association hired this fucking asshole to represent him in negotiations with the National Hockey League to get the game back on the ice. They had a deal in place Thursday. Donald Fehr comes into the room after everything's basically agreed with, and he says, you know what? No, we can get more from them. The NHL says, what the fuck? We've been over backwards and don't have to. This is not how we make our money. We're businessmen. To hell with you. The offer's now off the table. Thank you, Donald Fehr, for fucking things up yet once again. And he's pissed off half the players. And that's my hockey rant. Let's go back to wrestling talk.
That's your hockey rant.
Maybe we should do a show about it on Wednesday. Just so we can all bitch about it. Those of us who like hockey and miss it.
It's time to throw more sticks into the fire as Fire on Ice continues on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Fuck, and you say I need to update my bumpers. Holy Christ.
Well, we don't have any, let's say, the hockey show.
Yeah, we got to get someone to say something about the hockey show. Hey, Tommy, do you want to hear us talk about hockey on Wednesday night? Kane Kittens, do you want to hear us talk about hockey Wednesday night? Caspian, do you want to hear us talk about hockey Wednesday night? Starscream, Josh, would you tune in? You guys, seriously, would you tune in on Wednesday to hear us yap and bitch and moan about the shit that's going on? That's what I want to know.
Anyway, let's go to break.
Why don't we take a break?
Everybody, listen to Wild Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Yes, I call it Wild Talk Radio on Wild Talk Radio Network because apparently we're not just talking about wrestling. WTR Sunday Night. We'll be back right after this. We're sponsored by Sweet Podcast.
Straight to the top, then give up. Stars shine for why we shouldn't give a hug about what is real and how real is still the only way to feel the pain that sometimes feels in a way that survives the struggles we face in this life. There's a lot of time can't erase. Showcase the skills you were given at birth. Live your life if for what it's worth. Show off the style you
bring. Hey man, what's your name?
Hello, my name is Jimmy Pop and I'm a dumb white guy.
Why are you sitting there all alone? That ain't good. You're kind of weird. You always sing everything you say? Hey, I didn't say anything like that. Man, in fact, I was going to ask if you want to do something if you're not too busy. What you doing around Wednesday, around 8:30?
Eat Spam from the can. Watch late night C-SPAN. And rock out to old school Duran Duran.
Well, I know this awesome wrestling show on wildtalkradio.com. Just another goddamn wrestling show with Jed Schaefer and Scott Barry and the Cheapwood Paneling. They talk about all the wrestling news of the week. Want to listen in? Maybe even call in?
Hell yeah!
Cool. Now, stop looking at me that way.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, I don't roll that way. But there is this guy on the show. His name's Joey Gay.
Has your weekly Monday Night Wrestling fix got off the air? Don't fret. All you need to do is change the channel to the WTR Raw Post Show.
I'm sorry that I came out here last week and ruined your family portrait, made out with your daughter, implied that you had sex with a bunch of fat, hairy old men. Then poured beer on your unconscious body with your illegitimate bastard midget son. My bad.
Tune in every Monday night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time as we break down everything that goes down on WWE Monday Night Raw.
What's up, Holmes? The champ is here.
Interact with us live every Monday night for the WTR Raw Post Show. 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Peace out, my brothers.
Hey, you.
Yes, you listening to WTR. You got an iPod, MP3 player, or some kind of Android device? Well, then why don't you go and get Tweaked? Tweaked Audio's high-performance, noise-reducing earbuds for simply awesome audio. There's four styles and six colors to choose from, so Tweaked Audio has a pair for everyone. You'll love the intense sound of all the Tweaked Audio products. They guarantee it. In fact, you get a lifetime limited warranty with all the shit they sell. Designed to sound great for music and talk, engineered for durability. Get your buds in red, blue, green, black, silver, or wood. Okay, that's not really a color, but they look pretty f***ing sweet. Four styles to choose from. Tweaked California, Tweaked Classic, Tweaked Parkour, and Tweaked Natural. Tweaked Audio earbuds retail from $19.95 to $34.95, but they're giving WTR listeners a deal. Because Wild Talk Radio rules and our fans rock. Just use the special code Wild Talk or WTR. Get your buds starting at only $12.95. Head on over to tweakedaudio.com. Grab a pair. Get tweaked. Tweaked Audio.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, the whole fucking show, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me on the Wild Talk Radio Network, boo.
I've been everything you wanna be.
Yes, the old man's not back. Welcome back, WTR Sunday Night Live, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. So, Omega.
Keeps getting quiet around here.
I know, right? Ugh. So, CM Punk had, you know, knee surgery this past week.
Yeah, I heard about that. Torn meniscus, locked up his knee.
Yeah. What was your first reaction when you heard it?
Oh shit, their whole huge build up to Royal Rumble is fucked.
Yeah, I think that was the general impression among the interwebs that, we're kind of fucked now.
Which we kind of expected that when John Cena was going, oh, we're going to have a match a year from now. And we're like, oh, fuck.
All
right. You know, this is so taunting. Jacob's Law right in the face.
The weird stat that came out is they... John Cena's last time, one of his title reigns where he went 380 days, he got injured on day 380. CM Punk got injured on day 380.
Oh.
Well, he had surgery on, I should say, he had surgery on 380. But yeah, coincidental?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe there's an expiration date on champions these days.
Freaky coincidence. That's all.
So yeah, he you know, had this surgery, and you know, what'd you think when you heard the story, Tim?
When I heard the story?
Yeah, about Punk needing surgery.
I didn't really think anything about it, to tell you the truth. Oh, okay, well, they're going to have to change things around. That's all I thought. And then went back to what I was doing.
That's your insight? Great.
Yeah.
I know. You've such great insight, Tim.
Yeah. I'm a veritable font of information.
Oh, boy.
So, is there any long-term significance of him getting hurt this close to his big match with The Rock, Omega?
Well, he's supposed to be up and running for New Year's, so that's a good sign.
Right.
Luckily it wasn't that major of a surgery, but it could have been a lot worse.
Say it was. Say he was out for a few months. What would they have done?
Jeez. The hard part is they've pretty much promised the title to The Rock, so one way or another they're going to have to give it to him. So you would either have Cena take the belt off of them and carry the belt to a rematch at Rumble instead.
Mm-hmm.
Oy,
and
good.
Then lead up to Punk versus Rock at Mania. Which I think would have been a better idea, really. Or you keep the scenario in place now, or you'd have Ryback take the title off of Punk just to lose it to The Rock.
Ooh,
transitional.
Can you imagine that matchup though? Ryback versus The Rock?
No. That is one I would pay not to watch.
I don't know if you know, that would be terrible, honestly.
Yeah, but they wrote themselves into a corner though. I mean, there's only so many outs if Punk is injured, you know, for that long.
Right. Him being injured, that's one thing. He's also their top heel.
Yeah, which is another issue, which we talked on to death. See, it really wouldn't have been an issue. Like, they knew Punk was favoring his knee already, so it wouldn't have been an issue if they had caught this sooner.
Right.
Like, they didn't even bother to have surgery on. Like they knew his knee was bad, but they didn't even bother getting it checked up on or seeing if he needed surgery or not, you know, until the torn meniscus got lodged into his knee.
Right. And you know, this title reign's meant so much to CM Punk. He's really putting it on his shoulders to really carry the company as champion. So I think even though he was hurt, you know, something really major had to happen for him to go, yeah, I need this checked out now.
Well, you know, that's the thing. You know, when a piece of your internal organs essentially breaks off and gets wedged between bone, yeah, you know, there's hobbling after a match, and then there's I can't bend my knee.
Right. Yeah, it's like, ooh, I can't move, walk. Yeah. The thought me and Lindsay had, and we talked about it on Thursday, is what we want to see tomorrow. Do you remember what Bret Hart did in 97 coming out in the wheelchair?
I bet I know who does remember it.
Would that be Tim Stein?
I remember it too, though.
Okay. But yeah.
Wait, Rod came out in a wheelchair?
Only on Saturdays.
Wow.
got that
nobody
one.
Knows what. Nobody knows.
Unless you listen to the show. But the point being, we want to see CM Punk come out in a wheelchair with Heyman pushing him and just egg on the crowd.
that could be some entertaining Raw if they do it right. Snicker all you want, but you stop and you think about it. Sure, okay, yeah, hey, this has been done. But, you know, it was done like 20 years ago.
They did 15, but who's counting?
Well, whatever.
They also had Kurt Angle in a wheelchair back in the day as well. We just saw it with Laurinaitis too, but that doesn't count. He wasn't a wrestler.
No, he wasn't.
But he got injured wrestling. Which is always great. Having your corporate guy get injured. Yay!
Smooth move.
I know, right?
Yeah.
They're also talking... are you surprised they are still going to go back to Ryback versus Punk on a Raw coming up?
I'm not surprised by this.
Only because they've built it up for so long. Yeah, at this point, they're... You know, it's being pot committed. You know they're going to have to do it eventually.
Right.
Just because they've led up so much to this. If they didn't have that kind of payoff match, then ending Ryberg's streak, doesn't really have any meaning. You know, there needs to be some kind of payoff. There needs to be some kind of concrete match between the two.
Right. When would you do the match? How many weeks before his big match with The Rock would you do this match? Because their last TV taping is on the 29th. Because, you know, they're not going to be live on New Year's Eve.
Right.
So their last TV taping is on the 29th for Monday Night Raw in Washington, D.C. Do you do it then? Or do you do it on what everyone's calling the death nail in ratings on on January 7th when they go up against the BCS championship game?
When's the Rumble scheduled?
The last Sunday in January. I believe. Someone in chat will probably correct me when we get the date. But yeah. Do you do it on the first live Raw?
You don't want to do it on a recorded day.
You don't want to do a champion match on a recorded one. Also, I wouldn't, you know, that's as soon as Punk would possibly be ready. I wouldn't put him up against someone like Ryback after that. You know. I'd at least give him one safety week just to kind of go easy on him, or, you know, just as a just in case measure.
Now, if you bring using, you do it on the January 7th show. Is that a wasted appearance because of The Rock, because he's, you know, scheduled to be there?
Well, here's the thing: if they're scheduled to be, if he's scheduled to be there anyway, then they're already trying to jump the ratings, even though they are going up against
right.
a bowl game. So, you know, they might as well throw everything they have into that show and try to help it out as best as they can and do Ryback and CM Punk then.
Well, when you've got stiff competition that you know is going to be going head-to-head with something, you've got two ways of handling it. You give everybody a throwaway show because you figure out what the hell nobody's going to watch anyway. Or you do everything you can to say, hey, wait a minute, don't worry about that, what's going on. You got to check out what we're doing here tonight. This is going to be awesome. Now, the safer one is the throwaway show. Is safer always better?
It's not always, but that's the modern WWE.
Mm-hmm.
They are timid. They do play things as safe as possible. They don't take risks.
Well, lately, and of course, we've all blamed Linda McMahon's attempted run for, what was it, Senate?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay. Not once, but twice.
Yeah.
You know, we've all blamed that on WWE getting all PG and kid-friendly and safe and stuff. After she's come out and said she's not going to run a third time, have you not noticed any kind of a change in WWE programming? Think about it. Heyman faking a heart attack would not have happened if she was still in the race.
Beyond that, nothing has changed. And that angle was actually planned way before she lost her run at Senate. They already had that plan, so it was going to happen either way.
Okay.
Yeah, so that point kind of invalid. And it's like not like they haven't done a taped title match before, because that one put butts in seats.
Only because it was announced on a major competitor's live show. Oh, by the way, don't turn the channel. Mick Foley wins the title. No big deal. Really? What? Oh, fuck, we've got to watch that.
Mick Foley wins the other guy's title. Now put butts in seats.
Well, sarcasm can bite you in the ass if you're not careful.
Just a little bit.
Just a touch.
Thank you, Eric.
What kind of scourge do you have now, Eric?
It'll be interesting to see when they do it, because if you can't go no later than the 7th, I would think, because then you're only giving yourself a couple weeks to build up CM Punk and The Rock, and you want to use all the time you can to, you know, build up to it.
Yeah, and you can't do it for the show that they're going to air for the 24th, because that's what, that they're showing tribute to the troops for that, aren't they?
No, taping that a couple days prior as well.
Okay, well, there's another taping that you're not going to have any kind of major change take place.
Yeah, Tribute to Troops was taped tonight, by the way, and that airs on the 19th at 9 p.m. on USA. It's on a Wednesday. And then they air the one-hour version on NBC. That's that coming Saturday.
Yeah, Yoshitatsu gets to be a reindeer. That'll put butts in the
So, yeah, we'll see what happens, I guess.
Yeah. All we can do is wait and see.
Now what do you want to do, Tim? You want to go to TLC picks?
Why don't we do pick 'em for WWE's TLC?
Okay, let's do pick 'em.
Alrighty then. So here's the deal. Once again, in case you don't know, there might be one or two people listening. We're pick 'em every pay-per-view that goes on. We give you the chance to be the winner by telling us who you think is going to win the match. We don't need any kind of details or any of that other nonsense. Just say, okay, well, it's John Cena versus Dolph Ziggler. Who's going to win? You say Dolph? All right. And, of course, Ken Kittens in the chat room once again. Kudos to Ken Kittens for all the diligence and hard work that he puts into it to keep track of this via spreadsheets and stuff like that. Make your picks. Post them in the chat room live right now. Or email KaneKittens at WildTalkRadio.com. Or email media at WildTalkRadio.com. Or you can tweet us on Twitter.
At WildTalkRadio. Or put them in our Facebook group. Wild Talk Radio Network group, or our Facebook page, Wild Talk Radio Network.
I mean, we got you covered like 30 ways from Sunday, practically.
Yes,
yeah, that's not much of a bloody exaggeration.
We have we haven't had, I guess we're still there, a MySpace that Tim ran.
We had a MySpace.
You made a MySpace.
What the hell's a MySpace?
I don't know. Anyway, get to the picture.
Anyway, so here we go. These are the these are the picks that we have now. You get to play. Up until Sunday noon.
It's noon-ish.
Noon-ish on Sunday, the day of the pay-per-view. Okay? So matches get added, matches get changed. Yeah, we understand that, and we're gracious enough to be flexible this way. So the picks that you make tonight might not necessarily be the ones you want to stick with. You can change them every single day up until noon-ish Sunday of the pay-per-view. And, yes, we do pay attention to the timestamp on the emails, so no cheating.
Right.
So, here it is. You know, you already mentioned the match, so let's pick John Cena versus Dolph Ziggler in a ladder match for the World Heavyweight Championship Money in the Bank contract. Omega.
Gotta be Ziggler at this point.
Okay.
Because they still want him to be a major heel on SmackDown, and honestly, they've put the guy against Cena and let him lose so many times now. I can't believe there's no payoff to this.
Mm-hmm. So there it is. You're picking Dolph Ziggler. Rock, who are you picking?
Dolph Ziggler. And my question back to you two is this the main event? Should this be the main event?
No, it's not the main event. It's the semi. It's the last big match before the main event. So it'll be the match before the semi main event.
No, this is the main event.
That's what I'm figuring.
No.
Because if you think about it, let's go back in WWE history for the last year. Who's always been in the main event?
when there's a title on the line.
Even when there's been a title on the line. Who's been in the main event? John Cena.
Yeah, I'm saying that this time.
Not this time? Okay.
No, not this time.
Anyway, I'm picking Ziggler. who are you picking, Tim?
I'm picking Ziggler, and Lindsay can't talk, but if she's still in the chat room, like in our Skype chat, she should post who she's picking.
She's picking
Ziggler. All right. So, yeah, I'm picking Ziggler. Okay. I think this is the push that puts Ziggler over that WWE has planned out for Dolph before he cashes it in. Of course, Mace, I'm going to guarantee, says that Cena wins the Money in the Bank.
Because he's Superman. By the way, Ziggler dropped a Super Cena reference on Twitter, which was kind of awesome. I found that completely awesome. As Tim drops out again, we have
God.
This is great. One, he's not feeling well. Two, his connection keeps dropping. Anyway, up next, it's the World Heavyweight title match. We have...
virus-ridden and always dropping. He is Lita.
good one. We have Big Show. We should mention that the first match was a ladder match. This next match is Big Show versus Sheamus in a chair match for the World Heavyweight title, Omega. See, this is the reason why I don't think, Ziggler and Cena is the main event.
Yeah.
Because you can't end on a chair match.
I know. This is the match that really makes me hate the idea of turning TLC into a gimmick pay-per-view.
Right.
A chair match. Really?
Yes, a chair
match. It's not like a table match. Okay, the goal is to put your opponent through a table. A ladder match. The object is to climb a ladder and get an object hanging over the ring. a chair match.
You can use
musical
it.
Chairs?
Musical no. chairs would be awesome. That like would be an awesome match. Anyway.
There's just no stipulation. There's nothing to it. You know, it's just like, well, chairs are legal.
Yay!
Why? Making no disqualification. You have those on Monday Night Raw, and everything's legal, though, in the, you know, in those matches.
So who's your pick?
I have to.
Yes, you have to. In this epic chair match, because they never suck.
It's going to be Big Show, and it's going to be after he does that spot where he punches the chair that he does in every single match involving a chair.
Okay, my internet's shit.
No kidding. Anyway.
Yeah, no, it's my router. I got to replace that tomorrow, so my apologies for dropping out continually.
All right, Tim, just we're at Big Show Sheamus musical chairs match.
Okay, the musical chairs match. Now, this is the reason why I'm telling you guys that Ziggler Cena is not the main event. Okay? I'm picking Dolph Ziggler to win this one. Ultimately.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I know you're talking Big Show versus Sheamus. Yeah, okay. Basically,
already got your prediction for this version.
No,
you're missing
in.
My point, Omega. Right? Okay. Do you know what I'm talking about?
You're having Ziggler cash in.
This is the match. This is the pay-per-view. I'm saying Ziggler cashes in.
Wait.
What?
I swore a week or so ago, and you said he wasn't cashing in on this event. You're flip-flopping now?
No, I pointed out that every pay-per-view people were saying Ziggler cashes in, and I was saying no. This was the pay-per-view I told you he was going to. That's why Cena Ziggler will not be the main event. Ziggler wins, and then the World Heavyweight Championship will be the main event. Big Show beats Sheamus. They're both beat the hell right up. Ziggler cashes in and wins the world title. That's my prediction. I'm saying Big Show retains only to lose it to Ziggler.
I'm going with Big Show to retain. And no Ziggler cashing because this is going to be a semi-main event because, you know, main event a show. I can't buy a chair match main eventing. Even if there's a cash in at the end, it just doesn't fit. At least that's my opinion.
So, yeah, I don't want to confuse Kane Kittens. Yeah, Kane Kittens, Show gets the belt, but Ziggler cashes in immediately afterwards.
Lindsay picked Big Show as well.
Yeah. All right.
Up next, Team Hell No and the Ryback.
Hell No!
Take on the Shield in a tables, ladders, and chairs match, which ends in pinfall or submission.
Oy. Wait a minute. It's a TLC match that ends in pinfall or submission?
Yes.
Yes. After we got the big spiel from Vicky about how you can't have a ladder match without something hanging from the ring.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
But if tables and chairs are involved, pinball.
Okay, logically, it should be Hell No and Ryback, but I'm going to pick the Shield.
This is just a fucking no DQ match with Home Depot laid out for them.
Fits the theme of the...
it's the kind of shit Raven comes up with in TNA and gives it some weird-ass name. This is a Monster's Ball or...
Clockwork Orange House of Fun.
Jeez.
By the way, I want to go back to, before Megan, you make your pick, why does logically say Hell No and Ryback should win?
Logically, they should. Because they have more push for it. Oh, I'm sorry. You were asking Omega?
No, I was asking you, Tim.
Oh, okay. Omega, quit talking when it's my turn. Logically, Team Hell No and Ryback, because we've seen the setup how many times now on regular TV where the Shield is getting the upper hand, and usually you would figure that the team that's getting, or the guys or whatever individually or as a tag, get knocked around. You figure they get their payoff at the pay-per-view. Oh, I see them extending this for more than just one reason. Don't ask me what the reasons are. But, yeah, the Shield, because they're going to perpetuate their push, if you will.
Okay, to throw this back to Omega, since you're not a fan of, you know, TLC with pinfalls or submissions, could be worse. Could be the Punjabi prison match.
You know, on paper, Punjabi prison isn't a bad idea. The escape rules are just dumb as fuck.
So who are you going with?
This is actually kind of tricky, because I don't want to pick, you know, the Shield for the, just to raise their credibility, they need to win the match.
Right.
But at the same time, you're dealing with, A, the number one contender, and two former world champions. And this is their first match on WWE television.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Either way I pick is defying all logic.
That's why I went back to Tim to find out his logic.
And as explained, my logic is that they refuse to...
We heard your logic. We heard your logic.
Pay great attention to their logic.
We heard your logic.
Motherfucker.
Have we stalled enough for you to make your pick yet, Omega?
lollipop, lollipop, lightsaber, lollipop.
No, I can't. I'm going with Ryback and Hell No. I can't see the rookies going over that group on their first match. I just can't. You can work their credit. You can build up their credibility the next night on Raw, but not on a pay per view. Not in the replacement, the replacement for the planned main event.
The way I see this matchup going is Ryback on the outside destroying the big guy, whatever his name is, Reigns.
Yeah.
He's busy putting him through a table. Meanwhile, either Rollins or Ambrose comes into the ring and is able to pin Daniel Bryan.
See, here's where they need something to be above the ring. You know, how about this? You know, how about hang a WWE contract for the Shield up there?
No,
if they win, they get hired. If they lose, they don't.
They already have contracts. They're already on the Superstars pages. They're already members.
Yeah, what do you think this is, TNA?
What do you think this is, Brad Maddox?
I don't know. It just seems like there's some... You should be able to put something up there. If there was something hanging above the ring, then they could get a sneaky win and run off.
Right.
And it wouldn't hurt the credibility of the team they're against.
Right.
This way, this is why I have to vote against them, because in order to win, they have to dominate Brian, Kane, and Ryback, and I cannot see that happening.
Right, I can't see them dominating Ryback, but I can see them getting either Kane or Brian on their own and pinning one of them, I should say. And that's why I'm going with the Shield. I want to see these guys mean something, and losing the first match out kind of hurts them.
Jeez. But they but it is their first match out. They shouldn't be able to beat a team like this.
If they have the numbers game, they should be able to
They don't.
I know, but they can somehow get it. Maybe there's a fourth that shows up. I don't know. Maybe Mark Henry returns and takes out the Ryback.
Now you're just bullshitting.
No, you move Ryback onto Mark Henry. You have the Shield feud with Kane and Daniel Bryan, and there you go. It works.
It works. You pulled it out of your ass, but it works.
No, I didn't. I've had this story idea for a while. I even told Lindsay about it a few weeks ago. I figured Mark Henry's the perfect opponent for Ryback.
Yeah, sure, because he had such an easy job getting Tensai up for a shell shock. He's gonna be so good with Henry.
Well, you know their mania. You know what their mania moment is, right?
Yeah, Big Show. Ain't fucking happening. I want to know who in creative thought that up. Were they paying attention that Monday night?
Apparently not.
Anyway, Lindsay, as of today, goes no contest. I don't know
in
how.
TLC match.
It's as convoluted as the idea of the match. We'll go with it.
Can you really have no contest on the TLC match?
No,
come on!
No, but, since it's only pinfall and submission, so, I don't know. We'll find out our theory on Thursday.
Oh my.
It's gonna be one of those TNA things where after about 20 minutes of beating each other up with ladders and tables and chairs, someone gets DQ'd for a low blow.
You wanna know why Lindsay picked no contest? You know. Tune into the Rack Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Because she couldn't pick between she's had the same indecision as me, so she went the middle.
Up next, the Intercontinental Championships online when Kofi Kingston defends against Wade Barrett. Who are you thinking, Tim?
Wade Barrett.
Omega.
I'd probably go Kofi. Barrett can have other stuff going on, but the title's kind of all Kofi's got going right now.
Like that's ever stopped any of that booking.
I'm putting the belt on Wade Barrett. And Lindsay, surprisingly, is picking Kofi Kingston.
Yes, that is a shock.
It actually is. I figured she would pick Wade.
She's going to tell us why she picked Kofi. You don't have to wait until the Rack at 11 o'clock Eastern on Thursday night with Lindsay Ward to find out, because we'll tell you what she says. But you still should tune in anyway.
She thinks Wade gets out of the Rumble.
Oh.
Ooh, shenanigans. And finally, as of now, Antonio Cesaro defends the U.S. title against R-Truth.
I am sick and tired of Antonio freaking Cesaro. Otherwise known as?
Five language guy?
Where's Alan Wojcik when you expect the name drop?
Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern.
There you go. You're playing along.
Where he interviews Nigel McGuinness this week.
Nigel McGuinness. That sounds like somebody.
Anyway, who are you picking, Tim?
Oh, fuck. Just because I'm tired of Cesaro, I'm picking R-Truth. I don't really think that's going to be what happens, but that's what I'm picking. The hell with them. I'm picking that.
Cesaro. Omega.
I cannot fucking stand Cesaro. Him and his little fist pump thing. But for some reason, WWE seems really high on him, so I have to go with him.
Lindsay takes Antonio Cesaro. So, there you have
Did
it.
Did you just, like slurpy slur that?
I don't know.
It sounded like you slurpy slurred.
Fuck off, then.
You slurred.
Anyway, that's the five matches so far for TLC.
You sick fuck.
No kidding. Really?
Yeah, no shit.
No shit, huh?
I actually call you a sick fuck and be honest about it.
Really?
Yeah, there you go.
Wow, shocker. Who knew that? Anyway, that's the TLC pay-per-view so far. Tune in to Rack, Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll have to run down the full entire card for you. And Tim drops again.
Jeez!
You know, the one time I pause and wait for him to jump in, he drops again. Quality at its finest tonight, folks. At least it's not me driving.
At least we have that.
Yeah. Anyway, Omega, it's time for the great debate.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Are you ready?
It's now time for this week's WTR Great Debate.
Are you serious, bro? What?
Join the hosts as they debate the greatest wrestling entrance theme of all time.
I am CM Punk, and I am the voice of the voiceless.
Now step in to the WTR Squared Circle for this week's Great Debate.
You didn't say that. Tell me. You did not just say that.
We are now in round number four, the final eight. We're almost done, which means we're going to need suggestions for the next great debate.
It's going to be a great debate with just you and me.
Hey, we'll involve Lindsay and the chatters, too. Up first, we have... Oh, look who's back. Anyway, Eddie Guerrero. Eddie Guerrero takes on the Honky Tonk Man.
Viva la raza!
I got that passion that's left in law. Most more hell than I'm falling in love with that Latin charm. One poor man is in enough. I mean,
that laugh is where Tim dropped again.
My forehead is working, so I'm Latino. And I'm stumbling into pouring your blood,
he said, God damn it. Anyway, that's that one.
I got long sideburns and my hair slicked back. I'm coming to your town in my pink Cadillac. I'm just a honky tonk man.
He's a honky tonk man.
I'm just a honky tonk man.
He's a honky tonk man.
I'm just a honky tonk man. I'm cool. I'm cocky. I'm bad.
Let's go to Tim first. Eddie Guerrero or the honky tonk.
Quickly.
Eddie Guerrero or honky tonk man too. If we played the old CB radio every time you drop game, he would have up to like 7 shots at this point.
It might be up to 7 shots already.
So if we wait for Tim to come back again, we'll go with Lindsay's pick. No offense to Eddie, but Honky Tonk Man. Omega. This is a great show tonight.
These are two songs that basically have the same idea, just blatantly telling you what this character is all about.
Right.
You know, and you know, then there's the bonus points because Honky Tonk's singing it. But I'm going with Eddie here because just plain personal preference. I like the sound of that theme better, and it's not so. It's not so direct. You know, most of the lines in Honky Tonk song starts with the word I'm. It's just right in your face. This is who I am. This is who it's gonna be.
Right.
Eddie's is descriptive, but it's not like this is who I am. Take it or leave it, you know, and here I am again. Oh, no, it's more I'm me. This is what I am. It's more what I am.
This is what I do, but this is who I am. Basically.
Pretty much. That's basically what it comes down to. It's what, you know, it's this is what I am versus, you know, this is what I'm about. And I prefer Eddie's take on it.
Alright, so we have one for Honky Tonk Man, one for Eddie Guerrero.
Hurry up before my internet cuts out again!
We have two more for a Honky Tonk Man in the chat room. One for Eddie. Heartbreak Mike, vote now. Because, you know, we need to catch a pick.
Who do you pick, Rock?
Omega swayed me. I'm going with Eddie.
Yeah, Eddie for me. So it's, for those of us on the air, it's unanimous. Lindsay voted for Honky. So on the air, then, I got news for you. Eddie moves on.
So you're just even discounting the chat room? You don't care about them, Tim?
I wouldn't say I don't care, but they haven't counted before. We got to count them now.
Let the people speak.
Tim, you keep dropping out every 2 seconds. We have
at least I come back. I want to back Kenny. I always turn up. Turn up. Get it?
All right. So, so what? They have two for Honky, two for Eddie. So, yeah, evened out.
So it's a push in the chat room, and Eddie moves on.
Yes, Eddie moves on. He will face the winner of our next matchup. Roddy Piper takes on Edge.
God damn it.
You think you know me.
On this day, I see clearly everything is come to life. A better place than a broken dream, and we'll leave it all behind. On this day, it's the real.
So it's Roddy Piper versus Edge, Tim Stein.
Oh, God, this is hard. This one is twicky.
Is it?
You know, you hear the bagpipes, and you know the hot rod's coming up, and you know that you just haven't got a clue what might happen with the hot rod. But the bagpipes don't really jazz things. And shit. Mm-hmm. It just, you know, and then you hear Edge's music. You know what Edge is about. You know what the music's about. You know that the music basically sets you up for what is going to go on with Edge. You know, the bagpipes
he
are iconic.
He also claims you think you know me.
You know, and, yeah, okay, if you want to say that, Omega.
I just want to disprove you just a little bit.
Thanks a lot. Shut up. God damn it. Can I hear the bagpipes one more time?
No.
Just play the bagpipes.
No.
Just play the pipes.
No.
Play the pipes.
No.
Get on with it, Tim.
God damn it, Lindsay.
For your neck.
I gotta vote
again.
For Edge. Yeah, I gotta vote for Edge.
Okay. That's one for Edge. Lindsay, quickly.
Edge.
Omega. Do I have to ask?
I know it's licensed music picked for the guy versus very traditional Scottish music that's been around a long damn time. I'm going with Edge.
Yeah, I'm going to make it unanimous. Edge, well, is the winner of that one. He was a number one seed for a reason.
Because that's meant so much in the previous one.
I know, right? But hey, it could, because we still have two more number one seeds left. Because in our next week's battles, we have the Sandman takes on Ted DiBiase. And the Undertaker takes on Chris Jericho.
God damn it.
In next week's great debate.
You see, this is where it starts to get sucky.
We whittled all the way down, and then that's where it comes down to, is the sucky ones, where you actually have to make an opinion.
That bites.
I have to think about this shit now.
Bitiness, man.
Anyway, Tim, ready for quick hits?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
Wow. That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wildfire.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
Gonna start with Lindsay. Lindsay, what weapon will you use to defend yourself in a zombie apocalypse?
Actually, it's funny. A friend and I had a discussion about this. I'm going with a double-sided battle axe.
Oh, goodness. Ooh.
Medieval weapons are so underrated these days.
Okay. If you want more survival tips, check out the archive of CB Radio from last night. Subway gave us an hour-long explanation on how to survive a zombie apocalypse.
I want that question now.
Tim, what is the greatest European song of all the times?
That's not the question I wanted.
Well, that's the question.
I wanted to answer the zombie apocalypse question.
Too bad. That wasn't your question.
I want to answer it anyway.
That's not your question. Answer the question you were asked.
I want to answer the other one. What's my question?
What is the greatest European song of all time?
Oh, for crying out. European song?
Yes.
Like anything by the Beatles.
Pick one.
Do they count? Does that count?
Sure, we'll give you that one.
Well, their catalog is so vast, and they had so many top-charting songs. It's hard to just pick one. Fuck. Something off the White Album.
Still need to pick one.
Fuck.
Do you need help?
Think faster! I've only got 20 minutes.
Nice shot, Rock.
You're welcome.
No, that wasn't the greatest one. It was a damn good song, but it wasn't that good.
It was so good that Tim Stein decided to sing it.
I did. And I did a bad job of it, and Rock loves to play it all the time.
I have not played it once.
Not on the show. Because you know I'd kill you. Like, for real. Like, legit. Not just threatening.
Right. Anyway, make your pick, Tim. Come on. Quickly.
Oh, I'm going through the catalog. Jeez, you know, this is going to take a while because, like, they're the greatest rock and roll band that ever lived in history. Ever.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Tim. Pick something.
Just say Yellow Submarine and let's move on.
No. Oh my god, no. I'm thinking. Oh, man. This is definitely a tough one.
Alright, I'll come back to you. Omega.
Come back to, yeah.
Omega. What is the worst cartoon theme song of all time?
Getting a lot of cartoon based ones, aren't I?
Okay, you don't like the sex questions, so we stop them. We have to go to another
category. Just an observation here.
Same. Go into another category. So deal with it. I could go elsewhere, but you know.
I'm trying to think. I could pick any of them because there's a whole category. They're exactly the same. It's the theme songs that aren't actually a song. It's just a generic. You know, it's just a generic song they'd use in an action scene or anything. Mm-hmm. Except all they're doing is monologuing about who the characters are, and okay, this is their mission. You know the kind of crap like, God, like that little preamble in the middle of G.I. Joe where they just blunt force trauma the exposition description at you.
You'll spit it out.
Yeah, eventually it'll get there. It's anything that uses exposition as a theme song. The one that comes to mind is Chuck Norris' Karate Commandos. Because the theme song itself is completely unmemorable. All you hear is them talking how awesome Chuck Norris is. Like, fuck off.
Alright, quickly back to Tim. Final song.
Fuck, let it be.
Okay. Lindsay.
Yes.
So, I wanted you on for this exact question, because I need you to play the role of Santa.
Okay.
What are you giving Tim
Tebow? I want her lap.
What are you giving Tim Tebow for Christmas? Asked Santa.
72 virgins.
Oh.
How come?
Because then he'll have company. Think about it. He lives in New York. It's probably impossible to find another virgin in New York. Seriously.
Ba-dum-bum-ching.
And you do realize you know why you got the question, right?
Because I asked you that earlier, that's
yeah.
why.
Yeah. Just wanted to point that out.
I know.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was going to actually try and dare you to answer that for quick hits yourself, so never mind.
Nice try. Tim, who is your favorite Muppet?
What?
Who is your favorite Muppet?
My favorite Muppet?
Yes.
Oh, goddamn. There's so many of them.
No kidding.
Well, it isn't Scooter. Scooter sucks.
I could have asked you a question. What Muppet best represents you?
Hello, Kermit the Frog here.
Okay, Tim's Kermit the Frog. Let's go on. Let's move on.
Not Sadler and Waldorf.
Oh, this is funny. Not really.
He kind of is. Anyway, so what?
Fuck off.
Who's your favorite Muppet? Come on, Tim.
I answered the question.
You did it.
Yeah, I did. Kermit the Frog.
Okay. Omega.
Hey.
Omega. If
Scooter sucks, he's the Aquaman of the Muppets. Starscream, Josh.
Omega, if the WTR hosts were turned into Left 4 Dead zombies, who would be what kind of zombie?
Oh, jeez.
We'll start with the witch.
Gee, thanks.
Hey, I'm just reading it how it was written.
It wouldn't... No, Lindsay's not the witch. No, the witch is Spug. Because he's fine. He's just fine and he's docile until you piss him off and then he comes screaming and clawing at you.
Boomer.
Boomer. I'll make Mace the Boomer.
Smoker.
Tim.
Boy, I'm so surprised. Hunter.
Oh, jeez. Hunter's a tough one.
Come on, hurry up!
You know what? I'm gonna mean Hunter.
Okay. Tank.
Oh, God, Tank. There's no one on the network that can beat a Tank.
Are you sure?
I don't know. I already used up the two pro wrestlers I know on this network.
Subway's a pro wrestler.
And Subway gets to be the Tank.
He likes to bleed, too. And the mindless zombie.
Alan. Not for the mindless part.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sure. Whatever you say, Omega. Whatever you say. Anyway, that's quick hits. Tim.
Yeah, that's another edition of Wrestle Talk right here, Wild Talk Radio Network. Thanks for staying with us. We're out of here. Goodbye. Oh, wait. Plug time. Tomorrow night, right after Raw, we've got the Raw post show. Rock and Lindsay and whoever else. we'll give you 3 hours condensed down into 45 minutes. No news live, just what happened on Raw. Tuesday night, Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, Alan Wojcik, your host. And, hey, check it out, Alan Wolowitz actually interviews people.
Now, do you remember who I said?
No. I wasn't listening.
Nigel McGuinness.
Oh, I...
You kind of know, who he is, sort of?
I don't care. Anyway, yeah, so Nigel McGuinness, get him on Tuesday night because we're only making plans for Nigel on TV Wrestling Radio. Yeah, that was bad. I was reaching. Wednesday night, just another goddamn wrestling show with Cheatwood panel. Say hi to Scott Berry while you stop in. That's at 8:30 Eastern Time. Thursday night, as we've only plugged about 30 times, it's The Rack with your host, Lindsay Ward, talking about TNA, what happened on Impact, and, of course, Raw News of the Week, WWE news, and views, and opinions, and shit like that. 11 o'clock Eastern, Thursday night. Friday, provided he's not sick, too, it's the wake-up call with Johnny Cashmere. And he's got shit planned. I'm telling you, this show, every week that he actually does a live, you're even recorded, it gets a little bit weirder. This thing's out there, man. You want to talk about, like, ancient aliens? Roswell, New Mexico, you know, extraterrestrials. The paranormal, parapsychology, freaky shit. Be here Friday night to check it out. Take it from there, Rock.
CB Radio, Saturday night, midnight-ish. It's the final edition of CB Radio. Yes, I said final edition because, you know, the world ends on 12/21.
Yeah, bullshit.
But if we survive 12/21, you know, CB Radio will continue. Yeah, so join us. Last night we did the Zombie Apocalypse Survival Guide. We're going to probably give you tips for the end of how to survive the end of the world and continue pushing on. Send in submissions for the 12 Days of WTR fans submitted. We're going to put them all together and put it out there on the Christmas show or the holiday show on the 22nd.
Holla, holla.
By the way, happy Hanukkah, Tim.
Don't talk to me like that, Jew boy.
And then we'll be back next Sunday night, Tim, for another edition of WTR Sunday Night.
Yeah, maybe I'll just leave you hanging.
Sort of like you did tonight. Oh!
Yeah! Look out. I was talking like next week will be like, you know, intentional and shit. Don't we have like a pay-per-view to cover next week?
Yeah, we have a pay-per-view TLC to cover next
week. That's right. WWE's TLC. So again, we'll be on at 11 o'clock Eastern. We'll review the pay-per-view and tell you how bad it was.
Yes, we'll do it right here on the all-new WildTalkRadio.com.
All-new, yeah. Kids, did you check out the new website? Did you like it? Is that a nice-looking website? I built it. Thank you. That being said, we're out of here. Good night, everybody. Thanks for joining us. See you later. Shut up, Rock. Just say the outro music. Don't even say another word. Forget it. Go. All
right.
Go. I built the
website.
No. Just go.
Yeah, I built the website. He had no involvement.
You gotta take credit for everything. Don't you? Shut up.
None. He had none.
No.
He had no influence whatsoever on the website.
No. There you go again. None. Just lying through your teeth.
Yeah, I'm lying through my teeth.
Lying through your ass. Right. Cocking out your ass.
Yeah, that's what you do, Tim.
Don't say blowed out your ass because we know you had beans for dinner.
Fuck you, Tim.
Yeah, fuck you. Good comeback, Rich.
Fuck you.
WildTalkRadio.com.